Diabetes Insights, Breakthroughs and Innovators. The EASD TV podcast from the annual meeting of the European Association for the Study of Diabetes.
Hello again and welcome back to EASD TV. Now, we've been talking on EASD TV about policy and how it's so important to speak to policymakers, because after all, they're the ones who implement many of the guidelines and they're the ones who have the money, of course, to implement best treatments in an equitable way. And the European Diabetes Forum does that. But I've got with me two people from two different countries, and there are forums which are in each country. So let me welcome Bogdan Timor from Romania.
Thank you for your invitation.
Frank Nobles from Belgium.
Thank you.
So we should perhaps explain to our global audience that unless you live in Belgium, Europe is not controlled entirely from Brussels in terms of health.
Well, regarding the health in Europe, definitely there is some guidance at the European level. However, the policies are made in individual states. So each state has a different framework for treatment of the diabetes, has a different policy regarding the reimbursement of the treatment and how it's managing diabetes. For example, I can point out a special example of Romania. If diabetes is treated usually by endocrinologists during the Europe and in many other countries in the world, in Romania we have different specialties. So we have a specialty which is dedicated for the treatment of patients with diabetes. So we are separated from the endocrinologist. However, these frameworks definitely should be in some kind of agreement. And this is why it's very important that different countries are talking to each other in this umbrella of the European Diabetes Forum, an umbrella which puts in different countries, for example, the regional and national diabetes forums, getting together the stakeholders involved here. We are talking about the ministries of health, insurance companies, as well as professionals, healthcare professionals coming from professional societies for the treatment of diabetes. And in this framework of the European Diabetes Forum, we are having this exchange in ideas, in good practices, as well as in policies implemented in different countries.
And how is it for you in Belgium?
I fully agree. Every country has its own organization of care and its own reimbursement. In Belgium, it's even more complicated because we have the two communities, the Flemish-speaking and the French-speaking part. So we have the federal government that goes over the global organization and of care and the reimbursement. But prevention is at the level of the two communities. So it's differently organized in entire Europe. So you really need proper associations, proper fora, such as the Belgian Diabetes Forum, to do the advocacy around diabetes and how to influence the policymakers.
Yeah. So you make the case very powerfully, both of you, for having country forums. But are there things that you can share that are actually common to countries? You know, tips and tricks and ways to approach policymakers, for instance?
Well, definitely so, because we have a large heterogeneity regarding how we are implementing healthcare in diabetes. And I think all of us can get what's good from one framework, what can be done better in another framework. Definitely sharing these experiences and sharing this know-how regarding how the treatment of patients with diabetes is working in different systems during those countries. I think this exchange might lead to the improvement of global healthcare of patients with diabetes at the European level. We have a lot of things in common, but definitely there is a set of large differences on how we are implementing the care of patients with diabetes. And we already have this kind of good examples during the European Diabetes Forum, in which we've exchanged some ideas and we've tried to implement those. For example, in our country, and I remember that was done during one of the first European meetings of the European Forum. We've implemented just in 2 weeks after the start of the pandemics, the use of telemedicine on a broad scale for patients with diabetes. And this model we've tried to reproduce in other countries under the umbrella of the European Diabetes Forum.
Yeah, so the European Diabetes Forum is incredibly important in holding you all together.
It's important also because it's important for policymakers that they feel that there's a European movement behind and that that you come to discuss things and that you are endorsed by Europe. And this makes a difference because this makes them feel a little bit uneasy because they don't want to lag behind other European countries. So they want to move forward when you feel that there's a European movement.
Yes, it's not
behind.
Just me. Look at all my friends behind me.
Yeah, but it helps.
It helps.
And in fact, we all have the same goals. We all want earlier detection and prevention of diabetes. We all want better care for people with diabetes. We all want more availability of data. So you really have a lot of, although you have different organizations of care, you in fact have the same goals. And that's important also to influence the European level. You should not only influence the Belgian level in our case, but also the European level, because it's clear that in the future, more and more policy will be made at the European level.
Is there anything that you're particularly proud to have achieved in your forum in Belgium?
Oh, yes, of course. I really think the forum made a big difference. For instance, we have advanced in two very important projects. One project is to improve integrated care for the early stages of diabetes in primary care. So we now have more education and so on. So we could really influence the minister to implement this. And the second thing is that we are advancing step by step towards a national diabetes data project. So we have now a diabetes barometer in primary care to detect the people with diabetes and to put the label of diabetes into the electronic file so that we can find them back afterwards. And we also got the opportunity to link several big databases in Belgium. So a big database of primary care, a big database of specialist care, and then the big database of the insurance people. So linking these databases will give us an enormous opportunity to look much deeper into how diabetes care is evolving and what are the needs that we have for the following years.
And what about for you in Romania?
Well, during those 5 years of Romanian Diabetes Forum, we've had a lot of initiatives under the umbrella of the Romanian Diabetes Forum. However, from my point of view, the most important result we've had in our initiatives is the special law for the prevention of diabetes, which is the first law for the prevention of diabetes in Europe. So we convinced the parliament.
Very good. Big tick.
Yes, we've convinced the parliament in Romania to set up a special law which was written with us. So we cooperate in writing the law of the prevention of diabetes. And now in Romania, there is a special law dedicated to the prevention of diabetes in the general population of Romania.
Finally, is there a call that you would make to the diabetologists here at this Congress to get involved in policymaking, to be part of your forum?
For sure, because if we are thinking about our individual ideas, definitely we can have some. But the experience of our colleagues regarding what can we do better at a national or a European level definitely counts, because we cannot foresee each and every issue our colleagues are having during the treatment of patients with diabetes. And definitely the involvement in this kind of forums is going to shape up the policies regarding the treatment of diabetes, and it's going to get us where we want to be regarding the laws, the policies, the reimbursement, and the other bureaucratic tasks regarding the treatment of diabetes.
Well, thank you both very much. So you heard it here. Do get involved in the European Diabetes Forums in your own countries in Europe, because they have a very important role to play. And actually, your voice is important in raising the issues that need to be brought to the attention of policymakers. There'll be more very soon from EASD TV.
Thank you for joining us on the podcast of the European Association for the Study of Diabetes. We hope you enjoyed today's insights. If you did, go ahead and hit subscribe and you'll always stay up to date with the latest in diabetes research and discoveries. And if you'd like to dive deeper, you can find plenty more information at EASD.org.